Welcome into another edition of See What's On. Our guest today is none other than Rick Dorian of the Maine Children's Home for Little Wanderers. Welcome into the show, Rick.
Thank you. Great to be here, Dick.
Yeah, we're here to talk about this great event you're having coming right up on May 2nd at the Winslow VFW Hall.
Absolutely.
What do we got?
We have, it's our largest fundraiser of the year. This is a wine and beer tasting event, and it is very unique in that the featured folks are local Maine wine and beer crafters.
Mm-hmm.
And just them. We don't have anyone outside the state. We have a wonderful band, the Sunday Project, that'll kick things off.
And this is a big band.
A big band, and they come all the way over from Skowhegan. And wonderful folks. It's a great time. We have incredible food and hors d'oeuvres, heavy hors d'oeuvres, by Eric's Restaurant in Waterville. And we'll have Gary Crocker later in the evening to share some good humor and help us with our live auction at the end of the night.
What a wonderful night. I mean, how could you go wrong? You got a big band. You got a great comedian. You got wine and beer to taste and sample, great food, and an opportunity to bid on both silent and in live auction for incredible items, including an African safari.
We have an African safari, and one of the other hot donations we have from our dear friends at Golden Pond Wealth Management, they have donated August 18th. It's a Sunday, 1 o'clock game. It's against the Baltimore Orioles. It includes parking at Fenway, four seats in the Pavilion Club.
Wow.
So they're really good seats. And also four passes to come early before the game for the pitching warm-up and to get out onto the field.
So you got to get out to this event, which is, one more time, it's May 2nd at 5 o'clock. We'll get that big band music. May 2nd, 5 o'clock at the Winslow VFW Hall.
Absolutely. And folks can go to our website, www.mainechildrenshome.org, or they'll find our event on eventbrite.com.
So, Rick, let's talk a little bit more about your event. Again, May 2nd at the Winslow VFW Hall. Getting everybody there at 5 o'clock for this big band sound featuring Sunday Project.
Absolutely. And if you like big band music at all, these folks, they're incredibly talented musicians. And all of them have other day jobs as doctors and teachers and other really wonderful professions. But they love to get together and play incredible music. And, you know, we expect at some point in the future we may have them do a big band dance for us because they're really that great.
Okay.
And you just don't hear this kind of music very often anymore.
So if that's not enough, you then get the event emceed by one of Maine's premier comedians.
Absolutely. Gary Crocker will be there, and he's got a story and a tale to tell you about his travels all the way from sunny West Gardner and all the ways that he travels the world spreading good news and humor and sharing his love of pink flamingos and many other important things that if he's not going to talk about it, you don't need to know about it. But he's a great friend to us.
A few stories about mother.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think his uncle, I forget his first name, but his uncle, he's always sharing stories about him and and adventures they get into.
Yeah.
But we have a wonderful caterer for the evening. Eric's Restaurant and Catering will be providing incredible heavy hors d'oeuvres for us. And we're
I noticed the word heavy.
That's right. And so we're very thrilled that this year we needed a slightly larger event space. So we're trying out the VFW over in Winslow, and they've been really accommodating to us and very helpful.
So that says this event has been successful in previous years, so you needed more space.
Absolutely. And this event will sell out.
Okay.
And so I'm telling people, don't wait.
Okay.
Go online today and get your tickets because that's very popular. And it's our biggest and best event of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And people start planning for next year right after this event stops.
So get there or be square. And again, so you got great food, great music, great MC with a lot of laughs, and then the crafters.
That's right.
When we say crafters, we're not talking about doilies now. We're talking, although you might have them as auction items, I suppose, but you're talking about wine and beer.
Right. We've got folks coming from Cushnut Brewing Company, Waterville Brewing Company, Boothbay Craft Brewery, Tree Spirits Winery, Two Hogs Winery, Breakwater Vineyards, and Ricker Hill Hard Cider.
So you get to sample all of that as part of your evening. And again, all of this been, you know, let's not forget the mission, you know, and we haven't talked enough about the mission, but the Maine Children's Home for Little Wanderers, you do a great amount of work. Let's talk about that for a second.
Absolutely. And we just celebrated our 120th anniversary a few weeks ago on April 10th. We are one of the oldest nonprofit organizations in the state of Maine,
mm-hmm.
and have been doing incredible things for children, youth, and families since April 10th, 1899.
Mm-hmm.
And everything from adoption work, we do in-state, national domestic adoptions, as well as international adoptions. And
so if people need help with adoption services, you can help them through that process.
Absolutely. And on any given month, we're working with about 175 families.
Wow.
At some stage of the adoption process, everything from we're thinking about it, we're researching, to post-placement follow-up. Okay. And anybody that's got questions or wants to learn about adoption, give us a call. And we are the only organization in Maine that meets the International Hague Standards on Adoption. And so it's a lot of extra credentialing.
The only organization in Maine. Okay.
Absolutely. And so that, what that means is every international adoption, we can trace back that this child was freely, willingly, knowingly surrendered for adoption,
mm-hmm.
and that the birth family knew what they were doing, was fully informed, and everything was appropriate and passed through all the home country standards, mm-hmm. and the U.S. standards for that child to be adopted appropriately and safely.
And what other services can families expect? What other children's services can you people expect?
Other services that we provide, we have a large counseling program, the Turner Counseling Center. We see anywhere from 3 to 350 children, youth, and families every month. And that's everything from couples counseling to looking for some coaching in my parenting skills, mm-hmm. trying to help figure out how
Nobody needs parenting skills, do they?
Well, you know, it's one of those universal truths that all of us are trying to figure out,
right.
you know, how to be more effective parents.
These kids don't come with directions usually.
Right.
You know,
and I would say throughout our counseling work, there's a great deal of training and support around communication and setting boundaries and helping people to get along better and more appropriately. And so, as I said, you know, we have a great focus on children and youth. And so we are one of the few counseling programs in the state that has all of our counselors are trained in trauma-focused therapy and TheraPlay. We specialize in working with young people to help them to better express themselves and talk about what's happening in their lives. And most recently, we have three counselors that have been to Texas and have been trained in a specialized trauma training called trust-based relational intervention. So basically, if kids have been through some kind of traumatic experience, we have the tools to work with their parents, their teachers, their allies to help them to make sense of what happened and to figure out how to communicate about it, get some hope, and to positively grow from the experience and to go out into the world and be successful. We also have a children's place, a child care center. Mm-hmm. We serve infants from 6 weeks up to age five. And so right now we have about 36 children that we're serving, and we're always open to talking to parents about what kind of services that we could provide. It's offered Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. And in addition to the Children's Place Child Care Program, we also have a teen parent school program. And I should say the Sharon Abrams Teen Parent School Program,
mm-hmm.
named after our former director, Sharon Abrams. And since 1974, we've been helping pregnant or parenting teens that want to finish their high school education. We help them to understand health and nutrition and how to prepare for their pregnancy, how to be successful parents. And as soon as it's appropriate, help them to get back into school and to finish up their high school education. And that's actually how our child care center started,
mm-hmm.
so that those teen parents could drop off their children in the morning and then get on over to school and help them.
Right.
And we are extremely proud. We have seven teen parents that are getting their high school diploma in June. Mm-hmm. And so that's a pretty good number. And,
congratulations. Yeah.
And since 1974, we've had almost 1,100 teen parents that have come through our program.
So as you can tell, and I know having driven by your facility there, 93 Silver Street in Waterville, I've learned a lot more about your program, and there's a lot more available on the website. So by all means, go to mainchildrenshome.org. Find out more about what you do, your mission, and your purpose, which is grand, and it is much larger than it would suggest just in Waterville. It's not just a Waterville service. By all means, get out and support your cause. Come on out for May 2nd as the Winslow VFW Hall. Be there at 5 o'clock. Big band, big food, big craft, wine and beer, and great comedy. Get out and support this wonderful cause, Rick.
Absolutely. And just to share with folks, we have more auction items than we've ever had, and we have over $17,000 in very generous donated auction items, from the Red Sox, lots of Red Sox items, to an African safari, to incredible restaurant gift certificates, and lots of wonderful things from people from all over Central Maine, and even Cape Ayers donated a couple of round-trip tickets to fly from Augusta to Boston, and all kinds of wonderful things.
So that could help to get to that Red Sox game.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So there's all kinds of ways. So what could be better? You know, so if you're not doing anything on May 2nd, you better be at this event, May 2nd, at the Winslow VFW at 5 o'clock. By all means, go to mainchildrenshome.org for more information.
Absolutely. And one of the two last things that I'll say, many people know of our Christmas program, and we usually start up a push for that. In September, October, we start to put a needs list out there. And last year, we were able to support over 1,750 children across the state of Maine with a Christmas care package, which included a new set of clothes, some new pajamas, a couple of books, a family board game, a small toy, large toy. Every child got two pair of mittens, two hats, nice, two scarves. Most got coats or boots. And other really wonderful things to help kids that really have a lot of needs in the wintertime, and helped a lot of families across the whole state. And the last program I'll mention is our summer camp scholarship program. And so we are in the last push to grow support to send more kids to summer camp. And sometimes people ask me, why is it important for kids to get to go to camp? And I tell people, you know, think about when you were a young child and you're trying to teach young person about Maine, about nature, about being outside. And I say it's more important than ever these days to get them off their electronic devices and talking to each other and playing outside and learning what it's like to discover how to plan fun and natural things and to build friendships and to get outside. And there's nothing like a kid getting to go to camp and to swim and fish and hike and canoe. Absolutely. And all, yep, those extraordinary things. And so I our goal is to try to send as many as 100 kids to camp this year, and we really need community support to help make that happen.
Great. So as you can tell, folks, this is very informative. Rick, thanks for coming in to see what's on.
My
our
pleasure.
First having you on the show. We hope to have you back again another year to talk about this and results from this effort this year. So by all means, go to mainchildrenshome.org. Check out this great event coming right up on May 2nd. Don't forget that for sure. And get out there and support this great cause.
Wonderful. Thank you. And it will be a great time for everyone that goes.
Absolutely.
Something for everybody.
I don't know how it could not be.
Absolutely.
So wonderful. Thanks so much,
all right,
David.
You're welcome. Thank you, Dick.